We bet on Africa. We believe in Africa. We think that they have a lot of fresh ideas there. And then there is no reason to avoid Africa. There is no reason. We arrived after 2 years of capacity building, and the ground was really ready for takeoff, for private operations taking off.
Fabrice Lesache is the co-founder of a company called EcoSure. He believes that Africa has strong potential for projects that could help the world reduce harmful emissions. These projects could also bring profits to local communities and businesses. His company is operating in the so-called carbon market, which is growing as one of the biggest commodity markets worldwide. He believes that things are changing in Africa.
Africa, it took a lot of time to make the people understand the benefits of this, but this picture is a bit old now, and it seems that it is really going well at the moment.
Fabrice Lesache is a project developer. He's interested in new opportunities. His company developed a project in Côte d'Ivoire. It was the first project to get registered under the Clean Development Mechanism in West Africa. The Clean Development Mechanism, or CDM, has been established by the Kyoto Protocol. It offers the opportunity to developing countries to earn credits for projects that reduce greenhouse gas emissions. These so-called carbon credits can be sold to developed countries that have a commitment under the Kyoto Protocol to reduce their emissions. We talked to Fabrice Lesache and we asked him to tell us a bit more about his project in Côte d'Ivoire.
This is the first ever project registered in Côte d'Ivoire and in the West African Monetary and Economic Union. This project is about waste collection and treatment through the digester technology. We are collecting 200,000 waste per year. We are putting this waste all together after sorting in big digester where the decomposition occurs, and the resulting biogas is used to produce electricity, and the remaining content is used for compost purposes.
15 kilometers from downtown Abidjan in Côte d'Ivoire, there is a large landfill called Akwedo. The landfill opened in the 60s. As Abidjan grew, so did the heaps of trash. As they live near the biggest landfill in Abidjan, the people of Akwedo are used to having rubbish dumped on their doorstep. Can this CDM project help the local community? And if so, what will be the benefits?
It's huge. If you know Abidjan, you know Akwedo. Akwedo is the current landfill in Abidjan. The situation is chaotic because the decomposition occurs in an open space, and this produces methane. And methane is a very powerful greenhouse gas contributing to global warming. I would say that the first input of our project is to reduce these greenhouse gas emissions. Then, of course, we will create jobs, opportunities for local high-trained engineer. It will be around 210 jobs created. Then you will have, of course, a transfer of technology, because this will be a first of its kind in Côte d'Ivoire, but also in the whole West Africa. So this will be key, because we will provide a technology that does not exist. And then we will have a potential of duplication, if it works, of course.
To find out more about CDM, we also talked to another project developer, Heng Sa, from the company EcoSecurities. When asked about the benefits of a CDM project, Heng Sam had this to say.
It improves the living environment of the people. In addition to that, it obviously generates employment. It also has other benefits. It reduces emissions. CDM demonstrates that it is possible to run an operation in a profitable way and do something which benefits the environment at the same time. Sure, it's a tough road, but when successful, it's very much worth it.
Project developers believe that CDM projects can be profitable while at the same time benefit the environment and local communities. On top of that, CDM projects can earn valuable credits that can be sold to countries that have a commitment under the Kyoto Protocol to reduce emissions. Earning these so-called carbon credits could make CDM projects viable in the future. But what about Africa? Is there potential for CDM projects in Africa? To find out, we spoke to Masamba Thioi from the United Nations Climate Change Secretariat.
We identified that more than 3,000 projects could be implemented in Africa, CDM project. We have studied 44 countries in all sub-Saharan Africa. And all the countries have potential, but the biggest potential is in countries like Nigeria and South Africa. We have also interesting potential in Angola, where you have oil production. In Ivory Coast also, we have an interesting potential. But in all the countries, there is a potential.
So, let's now go back to Côte d'Ivoire and to Fabrice Lesache. His project was the first one that got registered under the Clean Development Mechanism, or CDM, in the country. Does he think that his project could set an example for other CDM projects in Africa?
Yeah, of course, because it gives confidence in the mechanism. If someone sees that it is working for his neighbor, he will say, it can work for me as well. We have been approached by many other countries to develop similar activities than the one in Abidjan, but we are working as well with many industrial groups in Africa, in Guinea, Conakry, in Senegal, in Côte d'Ivoire, in Nigeria, Cameroon, Kinshasa. Africa, it took a lot of time to understand the benefits of this, but it is really going well at the moment, and there is no reason to avoid Africa.
So, if someone is interested in the Clean Development Mechanism and have an idea for a project, what should they do? What would be the first step to take? We asked Masamba Thioi again from the United Nations Climate Change Secretariat. This is what he had to say.
The first thing to be done is to develop a project idea. At this stage, it is now possible to find some finance that can be interested if the idea is a good idea, and they can support the project and they can help until the project be registered.
Let's now go back to Fabrice Lesache and Côte d'Ivoire. What would be his advice to people who have an idea for a CDM project, but they don't know where to start?
If you think that you have a project that leads to greenhouse gas emission reductions, then you could be able to get carbon credits, so a financial bonus that will increase your project's viability. If you think you have that, you can contact companies and you ask them if you are eligible and what would be the potential. That means that you have enough carbon credits to make it interesting for a carbon credits buyer. And it is very important here to say that this whole procedure can be paid by the carbon credits buyer. So that means that you have no cost, no risk. It's a free shot. So I would say that it is just a question of being really smart enough to contact a company that will take this further, because that's our role, to make it simple, to make it easy, and to move on.